Okay, hello and welcome everyone to a mystical journey to the Sacred Sites Global Summit, where we will journey to beautiful sacred sites with healers, shamans, scientists, doctors, wisdom keepers, and coaches to gain wisdom and healing to self, the collective, and our divine Mother Earth. During the course of this event, you will learn that a sacred site is not only an external place or structure, but also our own body. You may have heard of the term, your body is a temple. Therefore, we will also journey inwards to access our internal sacred sites, for example, our sacred heart. You will hear experts talk about their own healing journeys and the work they're doing to raise awareness and consciousness of individuals, the collective, as well as raising the vibrations of our great spiritual mother, Gaia, to create more joy, peace, and abundance for all sentient beings on our beautiful and divine planet, our home. I'm your host and the creator of this event, Ami Sohi. And before we begin, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Jocelyn Starfeather for her tremendous mentorship and guidance during the creation of this summit, without whom I would not be able to present today. I am also very grateful to all my family and friends for their unconditional love and support throughout my journey. And last but not least, I am very grateful to all of you for taking the time and having the courage to be here today. So thank you. Without further ado, I'm very excited and thrilled to present Erica Micey. Hi, Erica. Welcome. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you here with us today. Thank
Thank
you
you,
for
Ami.
coming.
Thank you for inviting me to share this sacred space together today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here. So, a little background on Erica. Erica Micey is a Siberian shamanic practitioner, soul-based coach, visionary artist, author, and speaker. She loves to facilitate fairy tales, sacred embroidery, and Siberian shamanic journeys to pass on her wisdom about Slavic and Germanic runes, sacred symbols, and feminine indigenous wisdom. Wow, that is very beautiful, Erica, what you're doing.
Thank
So,
you.
Erica's topic for today is how my trip with a Trans-Siberian railway brought me home within myself. The riding way. So, Erica, tell us more about your journey with the Trans-Siberian Railway. How long was this journey and when did it actually start? When did you actually do this trip?
Yes, Amy, the trip was for 6 weeks. And it was in 2017, but it actually started in February 2017 when I did my own online conference about nature learning and living, where I had the pleasure to interview some women and people, like from my Slavic background. I'm originally from Kazakhstan, and I felt most of my life very disrooted. And in 2017, like with the online conference, speaking to other people and reading the books by Vladimir Mikre about the Siberian spirit, Anastasia, there was a passage about embroidery, yeah, and how small girls were feel always connected to everything around them, already start to weave what is called Rushnik, yeah. And for some reason, I started to dream about it. It didn't stop calling to me, this embroidery, and especially this indigenous interconnected weaving. So then I started to continue reading the books, and I came to a Russian embroidery teacher in the north of Germany on the island of Rügen, which has got a very long history, like Slavic history. And I started to weave my own destiny towel, which I carry here. It's actually a tree. It's full of sacred symbols which came then to me, and it started my reweaving of my ancestral threads. which felt up until this year very uprooted and all over the place. I never knew where I really belonged. And that was a very deep, like reweaving, which then, after I started weaving, this towel called me to actually go back to this, to those different places where I come from. Like I mentioned, I'm born in Kazakhstan. Then I moved with my family to Germany when I was 9 years old. My father is from Siberia. My mother is from Ukraine. So there are many, many cultural threads weaving through me. So I heard the call to continue this reweaving and connecting to my different ancestral threads by going on a Trans-Siberian journey very briefly after I attended this workshop with a Russian embroidery master. So I traveled for 6 weeks all through Russia. I visited the place where my dad was born. And I planted tree seeds of my Celtic tree, which is a rowan tree, on special powerful places where I also connected with indigenous women, specifically to learn about the embroidery, whilst also planting tree seeds, like always doing like rituals along my journey. And I recorded in the form of writing a book about it afterwards, which is called The Weirding Way, The Mysterious Art of Weaving Your Own Destiny Through This Conscious Connecting with the Ancestors, with the Symbols, with the Lands. And this is, this in summary, what the weirding, the conscious weaving way is all about.
Wow, that's very interesting how you actually, it was like an awakening, from the universe for you to connect, all your ancestral, and also it's a way of healing, right? All our ancestral traumas, and it's a way of healing, like weaving the threads from all the generations and all the lifetimes, we've come from. Wow.
Yes, unconsciously, like going on to the lands as well, like in Siberia, in Kazakhstan, where I was born, and also in Mongolia, I was weaving with especially a Kazakh tribe of women living in Mongolia, who live by the Altai Mountains from the on the Mongolian region. And then again, I continue. It's always a deepening journey. I see the whole life as a journey. It's just the difference whether I do it consciously or unconsciously. And like you said, it was really an awakening of being lost and like being pulled in all different directions from outside forces to coming back within myself and then consciously starting to weave this beautiful destiny towel to do my shamanic like education. And then also visiting the sacred mountain Biluka in Siberia with my Siberian shamanic teacher. And it is an ongoing deepening, but I feel like I'm holding the threads and consciously weave them instead of being like pulled in all different directions like I felt before I went on this deep inner journey and also an outside journey to all those ancestral sites weaving through me.
Wow, amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Very powerful. So why did you choose to do this embroidery and research into the sacred symbols and plant tree seeds during your trip, the 6 week long trip?
Well, before, like it started when I learned from the Russian teacher, like about the deep symbolism, about the embroidery, and also learning that my birth tree in Celtic horoscope is a rowan tree, and when I meditated, it just came to me as a revelation or transmission that now it's my part, it's my calling, the next step of my life's journey to do that. And I did a crowdfunding campaign to raise the money, and to make it more like widespread, my journey. So I really just followed my thread. Yeah, like I picked up the thread, started weaving with this destiny towel, and then listened. Yeah, what is it? Where is it guiding me? And that's how it continued, and it is continued. It's forever emerging, continuing as long as I live.
Yeah. And so you actually made that the shawl that you're wearing, right?
Yes, it's a
And I
very
also
sacred shawl called Rusnik in Slavic tradition. Rusnik, and it's like a tree. It's divided in three different worlds. It's called the Nav world, which is the underworld, the Nav, the ancestors world. Then it's the center. This is the Yav, the Middle Earth, where we live as human beings incarnated. And then there's the Prav world, which is the divine world. And in each world, they associated deep symbolism, especially uniquely, based on our birth. Now I've ever since learned also for many years how to pass on this wisdom of the, it's called the Soul Tree Horoscope or the Rod Horoscope, which passes on the unique blueprints or the destiny threads of a human being based on a very old sun and moon calendar. So it's very unique how those threads, which are interwoven, in the Norse language is the web of weird. In the Indian culture is the Indra's net. It's just everything interwoven. And we, each one of us, hold a very unique destiny thread or a few threads, weaving to us and connecting us, weaving us into this web. And it's very deep once we start to discover what our unique destiny threads are. And then it happens like it happened for me. It was very transformational to get to know that. And then the next step becomes more obvious, like with my journey and then writing the book. And yeah, and it's, and the most sacred thing is to hold the thread consciously and co-creatively instead of being pulled in all different directions.
So it's like what you're saying, it's like a roadmap, because you said it kind of takes you on a path, like okay, you start writing the next step. So guiding you in a way, right?
Yes.
For your next step along your journey, along this roadmap, which has been paved for you.
Absolutely. And then the whole universe starts to speak and show synchronicities, and so many spirit guides show up on the path, yeah, of this like conscious destiny weaving path, and becomes clearer, it becomes joyful, playful. Like a lot of times, like being a wondrous child, yeah, even on very challenging life situations, like I was journeying with breast cancer in the latest stadium the last 2 years, and then discovering like I also wrote a book about it, how to turn demons into diamonds, but then consciously speaking to my, I call them demons, but originating from the word coined from Socrates, which is daimon. Demon comes from daimon. And it's just our subconscious self. And once we start speaking to it, it comes into the light. It becomes this daimon, our higher self, our diamond self. Yeah. And then we discover that everywhere is support available. Nothing is bad or good. It's just part of our experience in in the incarnated body. And even challenging, life situations like my breast cancer health journey, yeah, become a sacred gift on a conscious co-creative destiny weaving path, which I call the weirding way.
Moving on to how do you pronounce it? The weeding or riding? Riding my weed?
Weirding way. It comes from
Oh, weirding
weird.
way. Okay, I was like, thank you for
Yeah. Sure.
showing me how to pronounce it. So tell us more about the reading way.
Well, it comes from the word weird. It's from the Norse language. The weird, you can see it's like a dharma, for example. Yeah, many people are probably accustomed to the word dharma or karma. Karma is a more a fixed state. Yeah, of fate, which we have been given at birth. And dharma is what we shape all the time. We can co-create with it. It's constantly, fluidly changing. And in Norse language, that's the concept of weird. And Orlok is the more fixed karma. And I love to see that I'm woven in the universe. That is called the web of weird. There's also an associated rune for that, which is like a net which contains all different runes and which shows the interconnected web of all being. And in Norse mythology, it's called the weird, and it's woven by the three Norns. There are three giantesses, and they're weaving the past, present, and future. And when I continued to collect, like to write a book about all the collected wisdom so far in my life, that's when they stepped up being my guides, the three Norns. That's why on my book there are the three Nornies. Those are the three giantesses, which are the most powerful creatures. Like, they've woven everything in the universe. Like, also all different gods, goddesses, like everything is woven by them. Very powerful creatures. And yeah, and then I started to receive direct transmissions from them, and that's how my book emerged. So whenever I connect to the interconnected web, I receive this wisdom, yeah, about the sacred symbols, what to put in my embroideries. Yeah, when I have a next question about my life, I connect to the web of weird, and then I receive wisdom.
Wow, that's amazing. So when was it, when did you first start receiving this wisdom? Was it early on as a child or?
Oh, yes, I was very connected as a child. Especially in Kazakhstan, like, of course, like growing up in Kazakhstan, we had no television or nothing. I was constantly outside in nature and started to play tennis when I was 5 years old. I was very successful already in very young, very young age playing tennis. So I was always very connected to everything around me. And that's why it was so powerful for me when I read about girls already starting to weave with the nature's universe and sacred symbols. Because if you're not separated, you do perceive this, like, spirit guides, like everything around me was like a nature's book to read from. And that's where I've had also this unlimited life force energy to be so good in tennis, because for me, I always felt, here I am, the whole world is for me. Yeah, everything is for me. And I was seeing elves, and it was a very natural way for me to live this kind of interconnected life, which of course stopped when I moved to Germany. I never understood why my family left. And it was very traumatic for me, and it actually was most of my life when I started to feel separated. I was very disconnected and very, very depressed most of my life. And it started to change in 2017 with this online conference, reading the books, another book about shamanism, about Siberia, and this mother. The great mother spirit Umay in Siberian and Tengriism is the oldest form, like an indigenous practice of shamanism from my ancestral lineage. And that's when they started to speak to me. And And it was a great transformational year for me, 2017, when then stepping out, doing the online conference like you're doing now, speaking to people, getting inspired, going on my journey. And yeah, and since then, my life completely changed as arriving within me and being a conscious destiny weaver instead of being very depressed and disillusioned and uprooted.
Wow. Yeah. So what kind of, I know you're a soul-based coach, a shamanic practitioner. What kind of tools do you actually use to heal, you know, your clients? The people that come to you.
Well, I always like to start with offering a soul tree horoscope, which is a road horoscope, which contains like the seven energies, like in the tree, like I also shown in my destiny thread. This is the Slavic tradition. Like it's a very in-depth horoscope where we receive our seven main symbols, seven energies of archetypal, like gods, goddesses. You can perceive them and they are accompanied symbols. So this is the Slavic tradition or the Germanic tradition. I love to give birth rune soul readings, where it's a very similar context of receiving our birth runes. And the runes are vibrations, yeah, which are woven in this web of weird, because the universe is made up of vibration. Or the scientists call it strings or quarks. And those are the runes in Germanic tradition. So either the Slavic soul horoscope or the birth runes horoscope. And then we start seeing, yeah, how we have been woven. And a lot of times then it shows up, is it in the roots or in the past, where there are like blockages. And then I like to offer shamanic journeys to journey to those, like I call them like the demons, which is not negative. It's only with the start with Christianity, it received the negative connotation. Demons are our fragmented parts, our shadow parts, which are in the underworld, in the subconscious. And we just need to have access to them. Yeah? And with a shamanic journey, it's very easy to get access to them and to start speaking directly to those energies and receive wisdom from that.
Wow. Yeah. And of course, you said you early on, you said you healed yourself as well, right? From the breast cancer you said you had. Yeah. And that's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, was it through, so you were talking to what you call demons or diamonds, the demons, turning them into diamonds through self-talk and journeying inwards.
Yes, and learning to talk to our fragmented parts on this deep subconscious level. And as we know, this metaphor of the ice mountain, iceberg, it's like 98% lies actually in our subconscious self. There is enormous power, but we don't learn how to access this power. And like through soul-based coaching or shamanic journeys, they are very effective tools to journey into our subconscious, which speaks in images and metaphors, and to uncover our own answers, which lie already within us. We just don't know how to access it.
Wow, that's very powerful. So may I ask, did you take any of these, Western medications for your healing? Did you go to doctors?
Yes, I did. For me, from the very beginning, it was a conscious decision to invite everything as part of my healing journey, because my mom died. She had third sort of cancer. She died in 2006. And since I'm talking with her spirits directly, I mean, everyone who works shamanically knows that there are no separations between different worlds. So she's very present in my life, even though not in a human body. And I received a wisdom from her that she was very much in resistance to accept help from the medicine, the traditional medicine. So I received the wisdom from her that part of my cancer journey was also to weave in this resistance against the medicine world, yeah, and also this ancestral wound. Like my demon of the tumor was talking to me, that was the separation of the cosmic breast of the mother, yeah, which I was passed on living in a communist country. In communism, the mothers never stay with the children. My mom went straight to work. I was never breastfed. So it was this sense of separation of the great mother. So I was consciously re-mother myself, yeah, and also embrace everything on the journey, which also meant the medicine, that there are also people for me. I just need to learn to listen to myself and to communicate it properly. And that's what I did. So I accept fully the traditional medicine path, the chemotherapy and everything. And at the same time, I was consciously weaving my own thread of speaking to my soul, to my demons, while they were showing up. Like the tumor, my metastasis standing for the destructive masculine, weaving through a former Soviet Union, like we see with the war now. It's still this destructive masculine, which is colonizing neighboring countries, taking up the resources, yeah? This is my metastasis, which inside my body, leading also a war, yeah? Because it's not being listened to. So it brought up a lot of ancestral karma to be healed and to be rewoven to the body, but also collectively, as I see a lot of challenges within the world, exactly like a cancer journey. This war against everything, yeah, against the good cells. But my solution was to weave the traditional medicine, but also very firmly staying within my own power, with my unique experiences. And then, yeah, that's part of my healing journey. Wow. Everything is for me, even like the most, apparently the most challenging situations. And then I received the reflection. I've got such great doctors, yeah, nurses, like they stepped up as angels. I saw many, many angels because I went there open-heartedly that this is for me. Yeah, and I had to lead some difficult conversations, yeah, with doctors. But then when I stayed truthful to myself, yeah, I received it back, yeah, like reflected. It was very magical,
Yeah, wow. Yeah, can you imagine? Wow, that's, yeah, really, really very happy that you've completely healed. Yeah, so, wow, it's how you kind of blended the two, the balance of the two, you know, the traditional and the modern sort of ways, and you weave them together,
yes,
in order to heal yourself. Yeah, wow, amazing. Yeah, very powerful.
And I think this is the future, that we don't start to separate this is good or this is bad. Yeah, as long as we stay truthful to us, we can weave with all of, we can become the bridge, yeah, the bridge between different disciplines, different parts of life and everything. Yeah, it's always looking at like what connects us and not just like what separates us. Like my mom was not able to receive it, yeah, like she was very much afraid, in resistance towards the traditional medicine, yeah. But this is also not the path forward, because in traditional medicine, there are also doctors who are very open to alternative medicine, and they want to learn, and it's like this, yeah, to stay open and to take the best out of every discipline or path of life. And I think that is the path forward.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, there's not just one right way. It's like the coexistence, you know, like we have to coexist with our environment, with all sentient beings, you know. So that's the way we coexist with the traditional ways and the modern ways. Yeah, I think yeah, that is the way forward. Yes. Wow. Thank you
And
so
weaving
much.
in the Divine Mother to the like the conscious, like latching on to the Great Breast Mother and this nourishment, which is always like feeding us, like, and also the Divine Masculine, who can say, "I put down my weapons, yeah, I'm weak, I don't do nothing." It's like, for me, it was really 2 years just focus on myself, like didn't do any much out there, yeah. It was time to be weak, to ask for help, yeah, and to lay down the weapons. Like, I still have got like my shoulder here after the operations, which is not fully healthy. This is my right hand side. I used to be a professional tennis player, yeah, but now my life changed completely. I'm only doing Tai Chi, like some slow movements, and nourish myself, and it's nothing about being there strong and going out there, and it brought me a lot of blessings. And this is also my masculine side, yeah, which learned that through weakness and taking it slow and being very vulnerable, a lot of healing can happen, yeah, on a very deep transformation, in a deep transformational way. And I think if I wouldn't have this weak shoulder, frozen shoulder, still after all this, like after a few years, I probably would have started straight away doing very fast things, you know, going out there doing things. But I cannot do that. And because it's so slow, it teaches me a completely different way of life. Yeah. So everything is a blessing if we start seeing it, and surrender to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a great way of putting it that everything is a blessing. Yeah, it's just changing your perspective, you know, even the bad experiences are there to teach us, to move us forward, to make us, yeah, more powerful. I mean, I always say if it wasn't for the bad experiences, I wouldn't be who I am today, you know, because they taught me the most powerful lessons.
Yes.
So yeah, and it's also like this, like you said, the balance of the masculine and the feminine,
Yeah.
bringing that. I think that's what we're moving towards in the future, the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, so there's not just, you know, one power that's being dominant. Yeah, for a peaceful, for a calm, for a joyous, abundance world, I think we need that balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, how to weave that into our lives. Yeah.
Starting within ourselves first, and then it's easier also to be compassionate or to see at the world, outside world, with loving eyes. Once we experience the sacred union within ourselves, that's why I call it like also the diamond within my heart. Like breast cancer was all around the heart area as well, so weaving in those fragmented parts into the heart, which is also shined like a diamond heart, which gives this unifying view on the world. Yeah. It's easier than to see that everything is actually part of the web of weird of the whole. But it all starts within ourselves, because until I experience it within myself, I was always suffering and see the separation everywhere, because I didn't experience within myself. So it always starts with us, sacred journey to ourselves, and then we can pass it on to the world.
Yeah, I call it like it's like a ripple effect. If we heal ourselves, then we heal others. We can heal the collective, and that ripples out to our Divine Mother, Gaia, who can also heal from our healing.
Yes. Beautiful.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much for making us aware of the riding, did I hope I'm saying it correctly, riding way and
The
the weeding way and the weaving and your journey. So thank you very much for sharing that with us. Very, very powerful and a lot of wisdom in that.
Thank you very
And
much.
before we close, I know you have a free gift for us. It's regarding your book, right? So do you want to tell us more about your free gift?
Yes, I would love to. You can receive a free excerpt from the first my prologue and the first chapter of my book, The Weirding Way, which is hopefully is going to invite you to go on your own co-creative destiny journey. And then if you feel the call, of course you can reach out to me via my website. You can see all my offerings and my weavings, and and then take it from there.
Okay, so the link to Arika's free gift will be available just below the video that that's posted. So please go on to the click on the link and to access the free gift and to learn more about what Arika does and her journeys, her coaching, soul-based coaching, and get in touch with her contact information is there on her website. So what an amazing woman, Arika. Thank you so much for sharing this valuable information with everyone. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to share with the audience before we close?
Yeah, I always like to quote you, like I say, like start to weave your own myth or uncover your own myth, and the divine will provide the thread. This is the weirding way, the conscious destiny weaving way.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So, thank you everyone for attending this session. So, very grateful and wish you a lovely day. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you very much.